there with Calico, I really landslide with thugs. I ain't your average Joe, my killers that shut down your hood. Brody your wig out and shoot up the whole entire club. Who won't smoke with us? They know.
CJLO News. 10 and concerned citizens gathered Thursday night for a vigil outside an office for the TAL, Quebec's housing tribunal, in Olympic Village, Montreal, after a woman in Lachine died by suicide on the day of her eviction. Earlier in March, a woman was found dead in her apartment in Lachine by police and a bailiff who had arrived to evict her. The tenant had a space in a rooming house of roughly 19 square meters and paid $700 a month in rent. The rooming house in question is owned by a company called Montreal Living, which is owned and chaired by businessman John Knott. Knott has not yet responded to CJLO for the reason behind the eviction, which has not been reported. Members of SLAM, the Autonomous Tenants Union in Montreal, believe this death to be directly related to the stress of eviction, and said so during speeches at the vigil organized by said union.
We know that a unit of the same size in this building has already been posted for $700 a month. With the landlord's millions of dollars in property, how much did he need this monthly $700? Would John not have lost his luxury home due to his tenants' inability to pay rent?
Here's Rose, a member of the tenants' union behind the vigil.
We can't rely on the TAL to save us. We can't rely on government officials to save us. We have to fight for our own housing. And if folks are feeling distress, if they're facing eviction, they can contact us. We're there. Like, we're tenants ourselves. We feel this very personally.
The TAL is currently jammed with both tenants fighting rent increases and landlords looking to evict tenants. Last year, the TAL issued 41,000 eviction orders across Quebec. This surge is driven by repossession of units by landlords and evictions for renovation, subdivision, or building changes. At the vigil, SLAM members hope that the distress of eviction does not lead to the extreme, like in the case of this suicide.
We have definitely heard of many people experiencing extreme distress when going through evictions. Yes, like absolutely. We know that these happen every day, and we've seen people absolutely be in crisis as a result of this.
For them, the solution is systemic. It's a moratorium on evictions as the housing crisis is addressed.
So this is absolutely a systemic problem. All of those tenants that are facing eviction, many of them are going into precarious situations. Many of them are going into situations of being unhoused. It's a huge problem. We know that these numbers are growing every year. And there's really just a lack of willingness to recognize this problem.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everyone. Lovely having you here on There's a Synth in a House. My name is Matt Fay. I am your regular show host on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. until 11 p.m., rounding the night off after a very busy night on Rap Raider and all of the lovely show just before that. Today we'll be rounding out the day in a really nice, ambient way. If you're new to the show, we basically play all sorts of songs that have any sort of synth element in them. So, it's really broad, but that's why we're here, and that's what makes this show so special, is the flexibility we have, or rather I have over here, alongside with you, dear listeners. It is a very lovely time that you're hopefully going to spend with me tonight, and hopefully you're going to come back for the next editions, because next week is going to be quite special, because if you look on your calendar, next Wednesday is going to be April 1st. And usually that would suggest that there would be some sort of shenanigans going on that day. And I would confirm there will be a couple that I have in mind, but that is for next episode. Tonight, as mentioned, we will be diving into our ambient world. It is the end of March, my least favorite month of the year, and I cannot wait to get just done and over with it. It is nice. there's really not much that I could say about it, honestly. there's just maybe one or two birthdays from people that I know that are there, but really, I'm sorry, it's not a good month. At least not in Montreal. In other parts of the world, it is a very pretty time, and spring is well underway. This year, oh my lord, is it not the case. But in any case, hopefully you're in a nice and comfy warm space, and let's start things off with a song. Let's begin with Subterra by Life Formed and Janice Kwan from the game soundtrack of the game Tunic. If you go and listen to just... Sorry that I'm taking a bit of time, but I would like to mention this first, actually, so... But usually when listening to game soundtracks, I feel like what I really enjoy about them, or even just movie soundtracks, is the common theme that sticks all of the songs together, and there's a bit of variations on them. So if you go and listen to one of the themes of this album, you'll quickly realize that this repeats itself for a couple of other songs. Now, without further ado, Subterra by Life Formed and Janice Kwan. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the ads.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC430.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back. You're listening to There's a Synth in the House on CJLO 1690 AM, only on CJLO 1690 AM. And before the ad break, you heard two songs by Lifeformed and Janice Kwan from the soundtrack of the game Tunic. First one being called Subterra, and the second one being Carbon Harvest. We'll continue on in our little, in our program, basically, of ambient music tonight, with a bit of a let's say we will slowly dive into it. It's definitely not necessarily ambient, but I really feel like it deserves a spot on tonight's broadcast. Here is Wavy Frog and Candy Boy on their track Captivate You.
Thank you.
I remember when looking through the tracks that I had, I was just like a bit unsure whether I should include a bit of these in the ambient mix. And actually the song after this little intermission will also be a bit of the experimental, more on the experimental side. But I really feel like this really works well into tonight's theme. And it's just, I don't really have an explanation for it because, well, it's a bit hard to really put into words. But this simply put, experimentation and ambient just kind of, for me, go into a similar type of subcategory, although obviously they can vary quite severely. But in both cases, they are very non-traditional music styles and genres that we hear. So without further ado, let's continue with a song two songs actually by Kinda Green off of their little EP FM with the title track FM. We're going to begin with FM. And then the second song is called SC. Here we go. Thank you. Welcome back. That was a ride, I know. For some reason, I will not lie, on the second lesson, it was much more chaotic than it was than tonight, the first lesson tonight at least. And it was... But I have absolutely no regrets to play this, and it was really a fun little experiment in some ways. So, that was, if you just tune in, FM by Kinda Green, and the previous track, or rather the first track was FM by Kinda Green, and the latest one was SC by the same artist. We'll continue with something a bit closer to the thing that I promised, which is ambient, although this is also ambient in its own way, the previous one, but in any case, we have the song Seabed by Dino Pacifi, or Pacifi. Here we go. Thank you. only on CGLO 6090 AM. You are listening to For the Moth That Circles Street Lights by Pedalhead. Yes, we're finally into that segment. And I really enjoy this meditative sound that Pedalhead has to offer on his new album, Last Call for Stardust. And if I may, I'll probably play another song off of there just to tune in more into that feeling and to understand what really composes this sound. Although, really, I feel like it relies more on the feeling than on the sound itself, because there's no specific melody. It's just drones and long pads. But it works so well, and I don't know how. I'm a massive fan of just this genre and the way that someone can create something artistically stimulating out of so little, and it's really nice. It's a joy to listen to personally. So let's continue on, and with another song from Pedalhead off of his album released in February of this year, Last Call for Stardust. So we'll continue with How to Disappear in Harmonics.
Thank you. presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. They're a fresh take on old-school entertainment and your chance to see your very own Broadway diva at a discount rate. The second Big M Show is coming up on March 29th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at mileendimprov.ca.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Welcome back, everyone. That was Last Call for Stardust, that album, rather, and the song was How to Disappear in Harmonics by Pedalhead. We'll continue the last little quarter of our hour with a song by the band Clan with two N's. And the song that I will showcase is The Fairy Court Under Moon. A really big fan of this, the entire concept of this album. It's sort of darkish, but at the same time more mysterious than dark. So recommend this if you enjoy this one song. Definitely recommend listening to the entire thing. But without further ado, The Fairy Song Under Moon by Clan.
Oh,
You just finished listening to Eucalyptus Part 1 by C418 off of the soundtrack to the game Wonder. Oh my goodness, how could I forget it at this crucial moment, Wonder Stop. The album is also called Wonder Stop, and the game is also called Wonder Stop. It's a great compilation of soundtrack for the game of 3 hours and 15 minutes. So if you want something of this sort of atmospheric, of this feeling, basically, also do check that out. And just before that, we had the Fairy Court Under Moon by Clan, a Montreal band, as a matter of fact. So both great albums. Let us finish off the night with one last little song. It is also a game song. I don't know why. They just seem to stumble in all sorts of places, but they are phenomenal to listen on their own. It is called Dark Bramble. It is from the amazing game Outer Wilds, and by Andrew Parlo. And I'll let you listen to it until the end of the episode. Thank you for tuning in. I've been Matt Fay, and since out.